Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Perek Cheskes Abatim, Daf Chof Ches. Cheskes Abatim, Chazok of Batim Vabeirois, and Pitz Vashichin Vamaoris, when it's circular, when it's square, when it's round, Vashayv Chois, when it's on the ground, Vashayv Chois, and Burnes, Vamerchetzois, and Vesavadin, Vesashlochin, all these, the Cheskes Chazaka is 3 years. The Ritva in the beginning of the Masechta, in the beginning of this parakim, is Masbir, the chiluk between a Chazaka, which is makes a Kinyan, like Noah, Goder, and Poretz, to a Chazaka that the Mishnah is discussing, which is a Raya, that you are the Bailim. A Chazaka that there's a Raya, that you are the Bailim, happens through Achilas Peres Gimel Shonim. And a chazaka that a kinyan in a field, we know karkas nikta mekesev shtar v'chazaka, that type of chazaka is through noal, you lock the door, go there, make a fence, or part, so you make a breach. The Ritva explains that chazaka that makes a kinyan is done through an action in the guf of the karka, like noal godo paretz, that shows that you are being kind of this chayfet, so to speak, and instead of being a chayfet, it's a karka. With that, you show you're attached to the land. Something which is a tikkun for the sod is also considered a maisa, that's a kinyan in the karka. A chazaka, which is a raya, is created through an act and a behavior of a bailim. To do things that a balabais normally does not permit others to do. For example, achilas peris, eats the fruits, or ishtamshas, and other types of hana that are reserved to a bailim. Mashenkin to misakin, the sod to fix the field, for example, to plow it, or other types of activities that the Baal Bais is not makbid, that does not show bailus, and that's not does not constitute a chazaka, which is a raya, which is the subject of our Mishnah. Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a chazaka, a raya that you are the bailim. Just as a short hakdama to the inyan of chazakas, that we find in Shas three inyanim of chazaka. We find an inyan of a chazaka which creates a morakama, which means that through the fact that you are holding the object, we give you a din that you are the bailim. Some Rishonim call that chazaka kol ma shetachas yad odam harei yushaloi. It's a chazaka that whatever a person's holding, the chayfetz is his. This chazaka normally is by metalton, something which you can hold. There's another inyan of chazaka which paskin sveikis, and that's midin amoytzi mechavei ol varaya. We find such a type of chazaka in Gemara Babetzia, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, by a machlif par b'chamor, a person who exchanges a cow for a donkey, and then it gives birth. And the question is, did the birth happen before you were kaina or after you were kaina? Nafkamina is the bala par or the bala chamor, the bailim on the vlad? And the Gemara over there discusses that we would go with the din of amaytzi mechaveri olav raya, whoever the cow is found in his rishus, he's going to be the owner of the vlad. That's a chazak which paskins sveikis. You also find this in Kivagan and also in the Kutras HaSveikas. There's a third inyan of Chazaka, which is called Cheskes Metaltlin, others called Chazaka Kolma, like we mentioned earlier. That's a stronger Chazaka. That's a Chazaka which is mighty from a Marakama. This is the Chazaka which we're dealing with in our Sugya. That's through a Taina of Lakuach Ubiyadi. The Ikra Sugya is in the Sefer Sech HaShvuas, that if somebody's holding a Chayfetz, and we know there was a Marakama, somebody else had previously owned it, and now this person's claiming that he bought it, together with the fact that he is holding it, and he has a hoichocha, he has a proof that he is the bailim, because achzuki inish beganvi lemechaskinon, we do not assume that a person is a ganev. So that gives him a raya to be mighty from a marakama. The Gemara over there explains that in Dvarim, hoasuyin lahashil ulahaskir, objects which are normally lent out or rented out, there is no chazaka, because then there is no hoichocha that you are the bailim. There's no proof from the fact that you are holding it that you're the bailim. But if it's dvarim she'ein asuyin lahashil lahaskir, then coupled with the fact that you are actually physically holding the chayfetz, that gives you a din of a muzik, which is strong enough to be mitzi from a marakama. In summary, there's stam chazaka, which we assume because you're holding the chayfetz, you're the bailim. There's a din chazaka that's mitzad mitzi mechavei alvaraya, we just can't be mitzi the chayfetz from you, your possession, if you are the muzik, but not that it's a raya, you're the bailim. And the third inyan of chazaka is a chazaka which has a chocha attached to it, a proof that you're the bailim, because mitzad achzuki inish begamim lehim lechazkinon and dvar b'shein asuyin lahashu lahaskir, which is powerful enough to be mitzi even from a marakama, even from an established owner. The question arises in our perek of Ches Sabbatim, why do you not have the din of Cheskes Metalplin by Karka? And why is it necessary for the Mishnah to teach us that you need to have a Chazok of Gimel Shonim, Cheskos and Gimel Shonim, Yem L'Yem? Why is it not enough with the fact that you're holding the Karka like you're holding the Metalplin? The Ritva, in the Gemara Daf Chof Ches Manal, the Maschel Menayin explains that by Karka, the fact that you are holding it, so to speak, or you're living in the Karka, you're being tofus in the karka, that's not a raya that you're the bailo. Because a person could walk into the karka, which means that although physically we might have attributed you to being considered that you're the muhzik, but there is no hechacha from your tfisa that you're the bailo. Because by a metaltalin, usually if you would take somebody else's object, that is gzela, to grab it from somebody else. And people don't do that. That's achzuki inish begami lemechazkinon. That's a hechacha. The fact that you're holding it, that it's yours, because you wouldn't take a steal it from somebody else. On the other hand, by karka, to walk into somebody's land is not the same act as chatifa's grabbing it like by metalflin, and therefore there is no chazoka that vachzuk inish begami lein v'chaskinon, so there is missing the hechacha, the proof that you are the bailum. Therefore, karka, it's not sufficient just to move in and claim that you bought it, you will not have the din of chesus metalflin, the din to be mighty from marakama. And that's why it's necessary for our Mishnah to teach us that you need to have Gimel Shonim, which new stronger chazaka, in order for a Baal HaKsamim that's living in the land to be mighty from the Marakama. Rabbeinu Yaina gives a different way of understanding it. Rabbeinu Yaina, Daf Chav Chesam Abeis, Dir Maschul Farkinon, is mashma that the tam is because karkas becheskas baleo imedes, which means that land is automatically in the chazaka, in the possession of its real owner, and it's not shayach in karka a metzius of tfisa. That means metaltlin, you could take, you could hold it in your hands, and coupled with the fact that you have a chazok of achzukin shvgam, you have a chazok cheskas metaltlin to mimaitzi from a marakama. But in karaka, you can't actually be tofus in it. If it's not shaykh tfisa, because whoever is the bailam, he is the one who is a mukzik on the karaka. So with what power do we have to mimaitzi from a marakama? So basically, the reason why it's not shaykh din of cheskas metaltlin by karaka is because it's not shaykh mitzius of tfisa. The Rishbam gives a third way to understand it. The Rishbam in Beis Amud Aleph, in the Mishnah of Einlem Chazokah, the Rishbam Einlem Chazokah is mevayer that wherever there is a shtar involved, there's no raya from your chazokah. You're holding the land, which would mean that even if we would agree to the Ritva, not like Rabbeinu Yoina, that it's possible to have metzius of tfisa in karka, and even if we were to say that maybe there is a little bit of a hechacham in the fact that people just don't walk into people's lands without permission, so maybe that would be a raya that you're the bailim, but there is a taina against you, because the seller could always say, the supposed seller could always say, if I really sold it to you and you really bought it from me, where is your shtar? Ach vishtarcha. This taina of ach vishtarcha is so powerful that shatters any chazaka whatsoever on the part of the one who's actually living in the land at this point. And that's why we would need Cheskes Gimel Shonim, 3 years to pass of Achilas Peres, where the Bailim is not Meicha, and then that would constitute a Chazaka to take away the problem of Ach Vishtarcha. In summary, we have three Mahalchim to explain why by Karka there's no Din Muchzik that's powerful enough to be Maitzi from a Marakama. The Ritva, that there is no Hechacha from the fact that you're in the land. The Ben Yaina, that there's no mitzius of tfisa, so you're not physically a muzik in the land. And the Rashbam, which is a different problem, that is a chsarn here of a tain of ach vishtorcha. And there's a chsarn of tain of ach vishtorcha, so it doesn't help the fact that you might have a mitzius of chazaka, you might even have a chocha that's not strong enough to be able to be mitzi from a morakama. And that's why we need cheskes gimel shonim of achilas peiris. How is it in karka that you're established as a morakama? How did it begin the process? Well, how do we know that the Marakam is the owner and that you're now the Maitzi? So the Ritva says that through Dor Bay Chad Yoimu, if a person lives in land and there's no error, nobody says that it's not his, that establishes him as the Marakama. Or if he says Shalavaisai, it says it was his father's, and we knew it was his father's, so then we can assume that he's the Marakam, he's the Bailam. Or on the other hand, the most obvious way would be through Edim. If there are Edim that he was the original Bailam, he is the Marakama. Our Mishnah and the Sugi that follows is assuming that we know who the Marakama is, and the Muchzik is claiming Lekachtia that I bought it, and he claims also that he lost the Shtar. And now the question is, how could he be Maitzi from the Marakama? And the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah's din, that with Cheskes Gimel Shonim, he is able to be Maitzi from the Marakama. The Rosh and Muki Yosef point out that if the Ma'arer, if the one who's claiming that you have no right to be in the land, does not have Edim, that he was the Marakama, that he was the original owner, or he does not have a Raya of Dor B'Echad Yoyma, and our whole Yediyah that he's the Marakama is from the Muchzik, so then the Muchzik will be Neman to say that he bought it because he has a Migu that he could have said that it was always his. We refer to that as a Pesha Osar, Pesha Hitir, because he's the one that creates the Marakama by saying that he bought it from somebody, from you, from Pliny, and he's the one that's claiming that he's now the present owner. So it's as if that's the same power as if he were to tie in a didehu. So since the chayvus, the raya is on the burden of proof is on the ma'arer, he's now the maitzi. So he's the name would be ha'maitzi mechaveirei olav arai. But again, our mission is discussing a case where we know clearly who the marakame is. And the question now is, does the Muxi, the one who's in the land, does he have a raya to be Maitzi from the Marakama? And the raya is going to be the din of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. The Rajba in the Sugya asks a Gevaldik Akash in the Mishnah. One of those cases that I mentioned in the Mishnah, that Rav Chazok of Gimel Shonim, besides Batim, homes, and Beire, Shichne, Moris, are Avodim. Avodim are slaves. If you have a slave working for you for 3 years and you use the ishtamshus, then you have a chazaka of Gimel Shonim and you can be mitzi from Marakama. Pashtus, the reason why Avodim are mentioned in the Mishnah is because Avodim are hukshu lekarkois, and just like karka has a din that you can't be a muzik on or there's no echocha, so too Avodim have the same din as karka, and Avodim require cheskas Gimel Shonim. The Rajma asks that our Mishnah is mashma that you need Gimel Shonim complete 3 years by Avodim because they are Oise Peris Todir, because they constantly bear fruit. We notice in the Mishnah that a stay based Habal does not need Cheskes Gimel Shonim Yem Liyem. The Mishnah mentions stay Habal, a field which is irrigated, it's enough with rainwater, it doesn't need to be irrigated independently. So Cheskos Hashol Shonim Ve'enam Yem Liyem. And the Mishnah mentions the Machlaikis, Rishmol says Gimel Chadashim Berishayna, 3 months of the first year is sufficient, and Gimel Bachreni, 3 of the last year, and Shnei Masa Chayish Be'emtza, which is a total of 18 months. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's sufficient even with only 14 months, Chayish Berishayna, Chayish Bachreni, and only 12 Chadashim Be'emtza. And Rishmol says that that's only by stay alovin in a wheat field, but a stay elon, it's even enough to have 3 harvests, like Konesis Tvoasim, Masi Kazesov, and Konesis Kaitse. But the Mishnah does say clearly that Avadim require Gimel Shonim Yom Yom. And why is that? Because it's Oisa Peris Tadir, something which constantly bears fruit and is Ishtamshus throughout, requires a complete 3 years. The Rajba asks that we know later, it's mentioned in Daf Lam Vav, that Avadim have a Chisaron called Goydris. Goydris really means animals that are able to walk on their own. The din is that even though when you're a Mugzgim, a Taltlin, that's a Rai, that you're the Bailim, on Goydris, and something which we could say it came to your shus on its own, there's no raya from the fact that you're tufus in those animals that you're the bailam. And the Gemara says that avodim are also called Goydris. The fact that you're an eved is in your house and does not mean that you're the bailam, because maybe the eved came on his own to you. And Goydris ain lem chazaka, only after 3 years. So frekta rajba, so why does the Mishnah say that the reason why avodim require gimel shanim, miyayim liyayim, is because they are oisei peiros tadir? Why doesn't the Mishnah say the reason they need shalosh shanim is because of goydreis? What would shalosh shanim help for the chisaron of goydreis? Because the whole chisaron of goydreis is that they might have walked mealein bo l'shuscha, they came by themselves and there's no rai from yetfisa, but if they're there for 3 full years, and the Bailam doesn't come back to retrieve them, that's a raya that it must be yours. So why do you have to say it's al peris and peris tadir, tape or clay, from the fact that it's goydris? The Rajba gives 2 terutzim. The first terutz the Rajba gives is that goydris ein lem chazaka miyad. Goydris don't have a chazaka right away, but they do have a chazaka after shana ishnei saim, after a year or two. Because that's the derech of Bailam to be makmid, 1 year or 2 years. Why would you need 3 years? Our Mishnah has to state and say, because they are oisei peiros tadir. Meaning that goydris, the chisaron of goydris is not a chisaron of 3 full years. The chisaron of goydris is only enough to require 1 or 2 years. 3 complete years is only because of the fact that it's oisei peiros tadir. A second teretz the Rashba gives is that in Echanavi there are 2 reasons why you require gimel shanim by avodim. Either because of goydris, or because they are oisei peiros tadir, and the Mishnah just chose to explain 1 of the reasons. The Ritva says a different teretz to the Rajba's kasha. He says, since the chazak of avodim is not immediate because of the chisaron of goydreis, so therefore they are not comparable to other metaltalin. Once they're not comparable to other metaltalin, The Chazal put it into the Takanas Chazal, Takanas Chachamim of Cheskas Gimel Shanim of Karkois, and therefore it requires Gimel Shanim. Basically, the Ritva is saying that the rule of the Chazal Chachamim that in Loseis Divrei L'Shiurim, they did not want to go ahead and give different Shiurim to the different types of objects that require chazakah of gimel shanim. They said if the chazakah is not immediate, then automatically it will require gimel shanim. The Rishayim ask another question on the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah mention the example of goydris in the form of avodim? Why doesn't the Mishnah mention goydris themselves? Since goydris do not have a chazakah immediately, because we say mi'alein bo'ol rishusan, there's no hechacha from the fact that the animals are found in your rishus, that you are the bailim, so it requires gimel shanim. So why did the Mishnah just say that avodim require cheses gimel shanim? What happened to all other examples of goydris? Rabbi Neger Shimon Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph answers, because it's like psikale. Sometimes you have a behemah gasa, which there isn't in chazaka, because since it requires a shmira, the bailim wouldn't allow it to out of his rishus. It has to be protected. It doesn't go on its own. And the fact that you're holding it, that it's by the machzik, that's a raya that you're the bailim. That wouldn't fall into the category of goydris, even though it really is a case of goydris. It's a behema. It walks on its own, but it doesn't have the din of goydris. Therefore, it said dafka avod. The tumim in Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, Cotton Bays, answers that the reason why the Mishnah did not mention goydris, because it's like psikale that there are many examples of goydris that are einam oisim peiris todir and do not require a full cheskas gimel shanim. It wanted to say an example of goydris like avodim, which is oisim peiris todir and therefore requires a full cheskas gimel shanim. The Mechaber in Simen Kuf Lamed Hey Sif Bays paskins that Eved Knani Godoil Cheskos is Gimel Shonim. An Eved Knani, which is an Godel, an adult, the Chazok is Gimel Shonim, like the din of our Mishnah. Says the Shulchan Aruch further, the Kotan She'enei Mahalich, a Kotan that does not walk, Dino K'metaltlin, the Aloch is like Metaltlin, Cheskos Miyad. It has a Chazok immediately, like all Metaltlin, that is a Chazok at the Taino, the Kuchi Biyodi, to be mighty from a Morakama immediately, and it does not require Cheskos Gimel Shonim. The Ktsois and Sifkot and Beis, and that Simon asks on the sheet of the Rabban. The Rabban later in the Perek explains the Yisoid of Cheses Gimel Shonim that Be'emes is arrived from the fact that the Morakama was not Ma'ar Miyad. From the fact that he did not make a Macho immediately, that's a proof that he actually did sell the Karka to the one who's there now, to the Muchzik, to the one who's being Machzik in the Karka. So then why would you need Gimel Shonim? What's the din of the Mishnah? Explains the Ramban, because there's always a reisa of ach vishtarcha. It's true, he's a muzik and he has a chazaka and there's a chocha from the shtik of the Marakama. But what happened to his shtar? If he's the real bailim, he should be able to have a shtar. So therefore, we require gimel shanim, which is the normal amount of period that we say a person loses his shtar. And it's not any more a tain on him than ach vishtarcha. So says the Ktzois, so over here by avodim, where there's a shtar, you require gimel shanim. So then, why does the Mechaber paskin that a cotton that was not mahalich is dinah kimetalton as chaskos miyad, he has chazok immediately. Since eved cotton also is bought ayidei shtar, normally avodim, the way they're transferred is ayidei shtar, so why isn't there a taina of ach vishtarcha? So eved cotton should not have a din chazok miyad, it should have the same halacha as a gadol, lefi the way the Rabban understands cheses gimel shanim. The Ktzois answers, and he says that the chazokah and the hechacha of imam and le menashe bro, a mother does not forget about her child, that which is the hechacha of eved katan, is so strong that there's no taina of ach vishtarcha against it, and therefore the mechaber is correct by paskening that an eved katan that's not mahalich, the din is like metaltlin, and the chazaka is immediate. It does not have the chisaron of goydris at all, and it doesn't even have a taina of ach vishtarcha because it's such a strong hechacha from the fact that the eved katan is found by you and it's not by its mother. The Bircha Shmuel and Simon Chavov explains the teretz of the Ktzois that he means to say that there is a greater raya from the fact that the Eved Katan is by you and not by the mother, more than Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So that means even though it's included in Goydrois, but there's no taina of Ach Vishtarcha. Rabbi Chanan Kavish Yurim Babasra Ois Kuf Samech gives a different teretz to the Kash of the Ktzois. He says that the taina of Ach Vishtarcha is not really mevatel the raya of the Chazaka. Ach Vishtarcha only makes a suffik. It does not say that vadai, it's not the liker, it's the marakama. It only creates a suffik that maybe it's the marakamas and not the liker, not the machzik, because where is your shtar? But so therefore, by karaka, where there is no actual tfisa in the land, the din is with the marakama. Like we explained before, the fear of that a person cannot be tufus in land, so the marakama is the actual muhzik. You need a hechocha, you need to be able to be mitzi from that marakama. You don't have the hechocha unless you'll have cheskas gimoshanim. Although, like the Ramban had explained, that there is a hechocha immediately from the fact that the marakama was not meicha, but since the time of achvi shtarcha, it remains a suffik until 3 years pass. Mashen can by Eved Katan, where it's Shayach HaMetzias of Tfisa, because an Eved Katan is actually and physically Metaltalin and not Karka, so maybe the din would be with the Muchzik just like Metaltalin. In other words, the Ach Vishtarch is Taka, a good Taina. But although the Ach Vishtarch is a good Taina, and that only creates a suffix. Once it only creates a suffix, so an Eved Katan has an advantage over Karka. Karka, you go with the Marakama because he's the Muchzik, but by Katan, where it's Shayach HaMetzias of Tfisa, we'll go with the Machzik because he is now the Muchzik. The Achrayim ask on the Rebbe Chanan that if this is true, so then Eved Gadol also should have a Chazaka before 3 years, because even though it's a tiny Vach Vishtarcha, but it's Shaykh HaMetziv says of Tfisa, and Chazaka helps the Paskin the Sufik, which is created through the tiny Vach Vishtarcha. What's the chili between an Eved Katan and an Eved Gadol? We could really explain this a little more with what the Rebbe Chishmol said early in Simon Chavav, that the reyes of Ach Vishtarcha is only in the raya mikoyach achila, like a cheskas gimel shonim. Gimel shonim, the fact that you're oichel the pears in the land for 3 years, and he's not meicha, that's a raya. That's called a raya mikoyach da achila. If it's really yours, where's your shtar? But it's not a reyes in the raya mikoyach a tfisa, the fact that you're tofus. Because there's no chisor in your tfisa. Holding is the same whether or not there's a taina of Ach Vishtarcha or not. Ach Vishtarcha is only a taina on your raya mikoyach da achila. So an Eved Katan, which is not included, is not bechlal goidris, it's a din is like metaltalin, so then it has a raya mikoyach da tfisa. So there's no chisor in taina of Ach Vishtarcha. Mashen can an Eved Gadol, which does have a chisor of goidris, and there is missing in the raya, so then there is a taina taka of Ach Vishtarcha. And that would explain the chila between the Eved Katan and the Eved Gadol. Reb Ruvain in Simon Yud Aleph gives another teretz to the Tosis question with a different Havana in the Ramban. That the Ramban is not meaning to say that there's a raya immediately from the fact that the Marakam was not Meicha, and the reason why you need the Gimel Shanim is only because of the Taina of Ach Vishtarcha. If that would be the case, then the Ktsais is a very strong question. Why by an Eved Katan is there a Chazaka immediately? Why don't you say that there's a Taina of Ach Vishtarcha? But the Kavanah of the Rabban is different. The Kavanah of the Rabban is that since there's a Taina of Ach Vishtarcha, so therefore there is actually no Raya from the fact that he did not make a Macha immediately. The Marakama was not Meicha immediately because he was Seimich on the fact that he could have a Taina on the Machzik, and he'll say to him, Ach Vishtarcha, where is your Shtar? And he'll be Zeich in Din with this Taina. So therefore, there is only a Raglayim Ladover, and there's only a Haichacha, and there's only a proof from the fact that Marakama was not only after the fact that you're machzik for 3 years. So you need to have the Gimel Shanim not just to take away the Taina of Ach Vishtarcha, but really in order to establish a Haichacha, that the Marakama was not Meicha, because it must be that you are the Bailam. That Haichacha is only in place after 3 years pass, and he has nothing to rely on, he can't rely on his Taina of Ach Vishtarcha. Lefize, it's Miyushiv, the Ktsaisis Kasha from Eved Katan. Because that means that really there is no taina of Ach Vishtarcha which is strong enough to be says to the din of Muchzik. It's just that by Karaka, since the whole raya by Karaka is midloy micha, the whole raya that you're the bailam on the Karaka is not because you're a tafus. Tfisa alone doesn't help in Karaka. Either because there's no metzias of tfisa, like Rabbi Yoina said, or there's no hechocha, you need to have cheskes gimel shanim. So there's no raya in the fact, there's no real tfisa that could be menatzeach by Karaka. The whole reason why we give the magzik the land is only because he has a raya midloy micha, from the fact that the marakam was not moicha for 3 years, that constitutes cheskes gimel shanim. Memela, the taina of Ach Vishtarcha by Karka creates that there's no reglaim adover, there is no echocha until after Gimel Shanim. And that's the pshat in the Rabban, why you need a full Gimel Shanim to be have a din chazaka by karkois. But by eved katan, where you could be zeicha midin chazaka, which is means that the rai from yatvisa itself, because like we explained, eved katan is not a dechsarn of goydres, and the rai is not midloy micha. So if the rai is not midloy micha, so there is no taina of achvishtarcha that could be seisa din chazaka. The Ramban never said that. The Ramban never meant to say that din of achvishtarcha could be seisa din chazaka. He just meant to say that din of achvishtarcha will tell us that there's no rai midloy micha till after 3 years pass and not immediate. That's all the Rabban meant to say. So therefore, in a case where you have to come on to the raya midloy micha, like by real karka, you don't have a chazaka till after gimel shana. But if you do not have to come on to the raya midloy micha, you are a muksi b'metzias in the metalton, like the case of Neved Katan, so then you can have a chazaka miyad. In summary, we have basically two ways to explain to fan for the ktsoyis kasha. Either we'll have to go with the mahalach that although there's a taina of ach vishtorcha by Neved Katan, the reason why Neved Katan has a chazaka miyad is because the choch of imole menashe bro is so powerful that that's even stronger than ach vishtorcha. Or, with the different variations of the Rich Shmuel, the Kevet Shurim, or Reuven, in essence they are saying that the reason why there is a chazaka immediately by Eved Katan is because we rely on his din muchzik. The fact that he is a muchzik, according to the way the Bichur Shmuel understood it, it's because the fact that he is, there's no taina of ach vishtarcha, because the raya of a real muchzik is stronger than ach vishtarcha, or because the fact that your metzias of the hanoi you're having from the karaka, the din of tafus is does not need to have the echocha, and therefore doesn't make a difference in the taina of ach vishtarcha. All the way Reuven has explained that even the Rabban never meant to say that there's a echocha miyad and ach vishtarcha is stronger than a echocha. Ach vishtarcha was never stronger than a echocha, just by karaka, since you only can have there's a tain of ach vishtarcha, so therefore there's no hechacha from the fact that he's quiet. You need to have the hechacha that the merkam was quiet to create a chazaka that you don't have. But you don't have to come on to a hechacha from the shtik of the merkama. You're just a muzik b'metzias because you're holding the eved katan, so you'll have a din of chazaka immediately. And that's the pshat and the din of the mechaber, that eved katan is considered like metalton that has din muzik miyad. The Torah in Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel has a shayla le'avidvar masuyin lahashil lahaskir, that there is no cheskas metaltalin. We explained earlier that the aseid of cheskas metaltalin is a chazaka b'metzius and also a chocha that you are the bailim because achzuki inish begami le'mechaz ginan. Now we explain that's only by dvarim that are not asuyin lahashil lahaskir, not meant, usually lent out. Things that are usually lent out, we say that there's no echocha from yotvisa. Okay, that's by metaltan. There's no cheskas metaltan. What would be the halacha legabi cheskas gimel shanim? The Torah paskins that there's no cheskas gimel shanim, and it brings two reasons. The shita of the Bali Itur is that the reason is because la b'nei shtoreninu. Since it's not b'nei shtora, so there's no din cheskas gimel shanim. It's only said by land and the such which a shtar is written on them. And the shita of Rabbein Yoin is because he was not ma'ar because he forgot who he lent it to. Or sometimes he lends it more than 3 years. So there's no cheskas gimel shanim practically because there's no raya midloy micha. The Bach and the Prishan, Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, say enough kamina between the shittas is goydres. Whereas sometimes by behemoths where there's no shtar, not avodim, a behemoth where there's no shtar, according to the shita about the itur over the, in the goydres, there also wouldn't be shayches and skimel shanim because it's something which is not, the shtar is not written on. And according to the shita of Ben Yoina, it would be shayach a din of cheskas gimel shanim. The shita Sarambam is that there's no din cheskas gimel shanim by goydres. The Sma brings it in Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, Sifkat and Gimel. It's also the same Shita as the Bala Itur. It's brought in the Shach also in Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, that there's no din Cheskas Gimel Shonim by Goydris. The Achreinim ask that according to the Ramban, that there's a Raya from Miyad from the fact that the Marakam was not Meicha. So why wouldn't it not be a din Cheskas Gimel Shonim by Goydris? The Kilis Yankiv in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Simen Yud Zayin, Sifkat and Vav, explains that the Fida Shita of the Yesh Meforshim that's brought in the Ramban and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Iker Macho of the Marakama is in order to create a Reis of Ach Vishtarcha. Meaning that if the Marakama was Meicha and you still don't have the Shtar, that is a much greater Tain on you. So therefore by Metalton, where there is no Shtar, there is no Tain on the Marakama that it should have been Meicha, and there's no Chazaka at all. Basically, according to the H. Mefarshim, the whole raya of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is from the fact that the Ma'arer, the Marakama, was not Meiche Toich Gimel Shanim in order to show that the Machzik does not have a shtar and that there should be definitely a tain on him of Ach V'Yishtarcha. He definitely heard the Macha with Gimel Shanim and he was still not Nizah B'Shtarei, El Kach that he's a Shakran. This all applies to a case of shtaris. But in Mokim, there's no shtar, there's no mechayah from the Marakama to be Meicha, so then there's no raya that the Sada belongs to the Machzik. And therefore, by Goydris, where there's no shtar, by Behemoth, where there's no shtar, there's no raya from the Marakama, from the fact that the Marakama was not Meicha. And that's the explanation, Zokta Stipler, in the Pshitas HaRambam and the Bala'iter, why does no din Cheskes Gimel Shanim by Goydris? The Mishnah continues and says, any land or beiris or shichem ma'oris which produce fruits, produce produce constantly, tadir the chazak is gimel shanim miyem liyem, 3 complete years. The Rashba explains that it's lav davka oisa peiris tadir every single moment. It means kederach that the baila ma'ichlin. And the raya is because one of the examples the mentions is shayvchay, and it's not the derech to eat pears of the shayvch and what the shecht yoinim b'chol yoim. So and it's not the derech to mishtamish even without vodim yoim v'layla. So therefore, when the Mishnah says chol dovish why is it pears todir, it's lav dafka todir mavish. If you look carefully at the Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom, it's mashma that he has to be there b'chol yoy mamish, because if not, the ma'ara k'taina, that the reason why I was not meicha, because I did not see him being mishtamish. And the Yad Ramah says so also, that he has to mishtamish there b'kviyas k'derech habaylam, because if not, the ma'ara k'taina, the reason why I was not meicha, because he wasn't there b'derech kva, he was only there ara. It's possible we can suggest that there is no machlekes between Rabbeinu Gershom, the Ramah, and the Rajba. B'chol yoy means k'derech habaylam. Maybe that's what the Ramah and Rabbeinu Gershom all mean, the same idea, that it has to be Kederech HaBayim, but not Mamish every single day. The Lashon of the Miuki Yosef is also Tzorch Shehanim V'mena B'chol Yoyim. On the other hand, it's possible to say that it means Dafka every single day. We'll see about this more in a moment. If you look carefully at the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says, Kol HaRoye Lotzeis M'mena B'gimel Shonim Omru, whatever is possible to be produced in the 3 years. Rav Nochem and Oizdalad and other Achreinim and Medayik, that's a din in the Etzim Chazaka that you have to be Nene Kol Yoim every day and you have to eat all the Peris. And they want to be Medayik that Rabbeinu Gershom Taka does argue on Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershom says that the Iker is not that you have to have a Chazaka, you have to be Nene B'chol Yoim. The Iker of the Chazaka is Mitzad, the fact that the Ma'ar, the Marakam, was not Meicha. So you could say that I came and you weren't there. And what Larisi Mishtamish. Therefore, Nachum wants to say that that's also machlekes in the hemshich of the Mishnah that gabi stay beis habal. By stay beis habal, the Mishnah says chazkos is shol shonim ve'einan liyem liyem. It's not exact from full 3 years day to day. And Rashi says Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah are mefarish the words of the Tanakhama. The Rashi and other Rishonim say that the Tanakhama is really a third shita. Tanakhama argues on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. They say that it's a sheet of the Rabbanan. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah is the sheet of the Rabbanan that says later that the Geder of Gimel Shanim is because of his Dehuri Bishtar, being careful with Yishtar, and not like we learn from Shara Mur, like Hol Chayush, like the Gemara will bring. And Rabbi Shmuel is the Hol Chayusha that learned Cheskes Gimel Shanim from Shara Mur, as we explained in the Gemara. So according to the Rashban and the Muki Yosef, there are really 3 sheets in the Mishnah by Sada Beis Habal. The Tanakhama holds that Cheskes Gimel Shanim is Shleimais, but you don't have to have Achilas Peres B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, but you would still require 3 complete years, but not Achilas Peres B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim by a stay Beis Habal. Rabbi Shmuel says you need Yud Ches Chadoshim, and Rabbi Kiva holds you only need Yud Dal Chadoshim. Rashi, on the other hand, learns that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are coming to explain and mefarish the words of the Tanakhama. So says Rabbi Nochum, there's a nafkamina between these Rishayna. According to Rashi, the words ve'einan miyayim liyayim is referring to the zman ha-chazaka, dumit of the resha of yayim liyayim. The resha said chesk sabatim, cheskosin shalash shanim, miyayim liyayim. By stay beis habal, it's einan miyayim liyayim. And we're referring to the etzim chazaka, and it's coming to teach us that by stay beis habal, you don't require gimel shanim shleimais, which is the shita Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but not like the Chachamim. Mashenken, according to the Rashba, the Rashi was going in the Shita Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Kavana of the Gimel Shanim is that not that you have to be there for three complete years, it means that in order to say that the Marakama, when he comes, he can't have a tayin and say that you weren't Mazik Derech HaBailim, and the reason why it was not Meichas is because you weren't there. So the Kavana is coming to teach us that you don't have to be the Miyam Yem. It's referring to the Mazik and not the Zman of the Chazaka. And that's like the Shita of the Chacham, that even though you require Gimel Shanim Shleimais, but in the state base of you don't have to be there every single day. So it comes out, the Yisoid is to come achleikis, if you take a need to be there every single day in order to make a chazaka, or you don't have to be there every single day in order to have the chazaka by state base of. One of the examples given in the Mishnah of a sada which is oise peiris todir, that cheskasin nishalash shonim miyayim liyayim, a complete 3 years, is base habadin. Base habadin is an olive press. Taisus asks that we find in Masechta Chagiga that the Zman, Beis Habadim, have a specific Zman. It's Ovra Gitais V'Habadim, the Mashmi Sheish Lem Zman Kavua. So if it has a Zman Kavua, so the Chayr Adin should be like a Stei Beis Habal, the Cheskosin Nishal Shonim, but it's not Miyayim Liyayim. Why does the Mishnah put Beis Habadim together with Batim and Beirois, Shichin and Ma'ores, Shevchis and Mechetzois, that and say that the din is that they are Cheskos and Shal Sham Yem Liyayim because they're Oise Peiris Tadr. L'chayr, it's not Oise Peiris Tadr, it has a Zman Kavua. Taisus answers and says that the Zman that the Gemara Chagig is referring to is for the Reva Olam. Reva Olam is Derech and Oz V'Zman Lekita. Most of the people press their olives during the time of the harvest. Aviyesh B'nei Adav, there are people, Shematzni and Kalashana, which keep their olives all year, v'derchin, and they press them mimat ma'at. So since there are some people that use the olive press all year long, it has a din of oise peiris tadir, and therefore the chazaki is shalish shonim miyem liyem, the complete 3 years. Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Shurim, Ois Tzadik Tes, asks that why can't the machzik taina that he is from the miyad ha'olam that are not derech kalashana? And the rule is, ha'olchen v'mam and achar ha'roiv. If he is from the roiv, so then he only uses the olive press in a certain amount of time throughout the year, so it should have a locha of Eina Oise Peiris Tadir, and therefore the Chazaka shouldn't be Shal Shanim Yem Liyayim, the Chazaka should be like a Stei Beis Abal, Shal Shanim Gimli Shanim, but not Miyayim Liyayim. Only three harvests. The Rishayim answer Taisus Kasha, the Ramban says that you are Mishtamish in the Beis Habad all year long for Sheikh or for beer and other things. And therefore, although legabe shemen, legabe producing oil, it's only used in certain periods of the year, but it still has a din of oise peiris tadir because of the other uses that the base of, that's the eis habad is put to. For example, producing the beer. The Muki Yosef says that all year long you mishtamish it for shemen shum shemen, for sesame oil, and for shemen agoiz and walnut oil, which do not have a zman kavua like shemen zesim, and therefore again, it has a din of oise peiris tadir and cheskos and shal shanim yem liyayim. Rabbeinu Gershom says that after the Drisus HaShemen, they use the oil, V'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, and that in itself is called the Hishtamshus, V'chol HaShona. The Adramas says the Mishtamshus Beis Abad for Oitzer, to save and to store Kli Tashmishin, so the Nenem Menem, Tomi V'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Once it's a Hanah, Tomi V'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, it's Chashivi, it's considered Oitzer Peiris Tadir, and since it's called Oitzer Peiris Tadir, so therefore Cheskos and Nishal Shanim Dafka V'Yem V'Yoyim, and not just three harvests. But Tais doesn't answer the question like the other Rishayim. Tais says the Teretz is that there's a Miut that use it all year. And we have Rabbi Chanan's Kasha, why don't you go Basa Raif? Rav Nachum and Oisvav answers Taisus, this Kasha Rav Chanan, and he says that Taisus' Kavana is that since it's a mute of people that are derech, that press their olives all year long, Memele the Beis Habad is Pasuach Kol Hashana. It's open all year long. Since it's open all year long for the mute, it's Chashivi Oisit Peiris Tadir. In other words, since there's no particular person that the Beis Habad is his, that he's the only sole user of the Beis Habad. Everybody uses the Beis Habad of whoever the owner of that Beis Habad happens to be. That's the Derech. The Derech is one Bailam of Beis Habad, and many people use it. So the Derech of that Bailam is the Mishtamish in the Beis Habad all year long, not for his own personal use, and maybe not for the Reiv Olam. But since there are many people that are using the Beis Habad throughout the year, whenever they need it, so it's considered Oise Peiris Tadir. Maybe no, Reiv B'nei Adam, Ataka Derechim, Zman HaGas, in the time of the Gas, like it says the Gemara in Chagiga. But since the Miot that are coming to be Derech Kol HaShana, so then that's considered Oise Peiris Tadir. So Lefi Zetz, Miyushu B'chonon's Kasha. that Be'emes, really it is Isa Peres Tadde Kol HaShana, even though the Rav Ataka using it at a specific time, but since the Mi'id are using it the rest of the year, the Metzius is that the Beis Abad is constantly being used. And the fact that the other Rishayim did not give this answer, it's not Mashman the understood that that's the Metzius of Beis Abad. The Rosh Hashanah in Isaiah gives a different teretz to Rabbi Chanan's Kasha, that although he's right, that Rav of the Olam Taka uses it, Bizman Lakita, and only a miut, a matzni and kolashana, derech matmat, and lachayr, you should go after the roiv, hoyochem wabnacha roiv. But we don't look at the people. We go basa the cheftza of the Beis Habad, not basa the gavra. And the cheftza of the Beis Habad is oisa peiris todir. And even though the gavra himself, lachayr, kataina, that he is from the roiv, of people that use the Beis Habad only for a portion of the year, and therefore, as far as he's concerned, the chazaka should be with less time, like the din of a stei beis habad that does not require shalosh shanim yom liyayim. Afal pikein, we don't go basar the gavra, we go basar the cheftza, and since the cheftza is constantly being used, the cheftza, the beis habad, is a constant use, it's considered oisa peiris tadir, and therefore the chazaka of a beis habad is gimel shanim shleimim miyayim liyayim, 3 complete years. Tosfos in as Ma'ir in Rashi that in the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi seems to be mashma that you need to have a zriya and a ktsira in the first 3 months. Rabbi Shmuel holds gimel chadashim rishayna gimel bachrayna shnei moser chaydish beemtza. It's mashma you have to have a 18 months, but the first 3 months must require a zriya and a ktsira. Even though Rashi by us is not clear that you have to have also a ktsira, a harvest in those first 3 months, but it's mefurish in the Rashbam later in Daf Lam Vav Mabez, the Ramas Lepei Rabba, that you require a zriya and a ktsira. Possibly Tosfos meant the Rashbam later in Daf Lam Vav, where it's clear that you need to have a zriya and a ktsira. Although Tosfos didn't say mitech pirsha kuntras lekamon, it's mashma that he understood that from the Rashbam later. Or one can explain that maybe from the fact that Rashi says zriya, and you have to have 3 achilas, 3 different harvests, separate one from the other, you have to start a second zriya in the middle, so obviously there was a ktsira from the first zriya. So that would be mashma from Rashi again, even over here, that you have to have a zriya and a ktsira. Tosfos asks, then if you need to have a zriya and a ktsira, why do you need to have 18 chadashim? It's enough to have 3 achilas in 15 chadashim. And Tosfos says that the 50 chadash can be as follows. Israel, you'll plant gimel chadash l'fnei nissen, 3 months before nissen, v'yikzer v'nissen, you harvest it in nissen, and the shniya, the second time, will be b'seif ha'kayitz, in the end of the summer, and ashlish is v'nissen abo. So we can have 3 harvests, zri and katsiru, without having to go through a full 18 months. It can be accomplished in only 15 months. Tosfos answers that v'yishlem v'detzor ha'chila chashuva sheyud beiz be'emtza. We require a chila chashuva of 12 months in between. In Achanami, Rabbi Shmuel holds, you don't need 3 complete years. It's enough to have an Achila B'Rishayin, an Achila B'Soifai, and each Achila is only 3 months, but the middle Achila has to have Dafka Yud Beis Chaydish. Tosfos didn't say it should be enough with Tes Chadoshim, because maybe it's Pashta Tosfos that you have to have a Gimel Chadoshim between each Achila, which has to be derech, like the Derech HaBailim. Al Kaponim, you need to have a Yud Beis Chaydish B'Emtza in order to be considered your Maxik Derech HaBailim. That's a derech ha'achila of a bailim that he takes the peiris of that shana, even a stei beis abal. It's just that from the first and the last achil don't require the entire year. 3 chadashim is enough. Rashi, in the Rishbam later, Alam Vav Medav, Dimaschim Yishmol, says the reason why you need 3 yud beis chadashim be'emtza, according to Shita Rabbi Shmuel, is in order that the cheskes gimel shanim should be ritzufin. There should not be a break. So the achila takes yud beis chodesh and not less, so there shouldn't be a break between the first achila and the second achila, and the whole time you should be oisik ba'achila. So if you need gimel achilas and gimel shanim, so we need to have the first achila in the first year, the second achila in the second year, and the third achila in the third year. In order not to have a break between the first achila and the second achila, you have to have yud beis chodesh, but not because you need an achila chashuva. And really, the Tosfos read later in Laflam Vav Mabez is mashma a little differently, that the aside of the Yud Ches Chodesh, according to Rishmol, because you have to have Gimel Achilas within Gimel Shanim, that each Achila should be shayach to its own year. So that's accomplished through the Zriya of the third year is 12 months after the Ksira of the first year. And that way you have each one in its own year. Then it's Pasha, why Yud Ches Chodesh, and it's not enough for Tesvav Chodesh. This could also be the way Rashi learns it, but not the way Tosfos learns. Tosfos says clearly that the Yud Beis Chodesh Be'emtza is to have an Achila Chashuva Be'emtza. And the Seif Tosfos asks on his pshat, and the Maskana Tosfos says that Rabbi Shmuel requires to have a Peira Rabba. Rabbi Kiva holds you need only a Peira Zuta, like the Gemara later tells us that that's the Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And Tosfos explains that Peira Rabba means a time period of that the Pri is Gadol Birshusai, a longer time period or a shorter time period. That's the Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rashi learns that Peir Rabba Peir Zuta means an Achila Gedoilo or Achila Katana, a larger crop or a smaller crop. Therefore, Tyson the Shitasa, he asks on himself that if the aside of Peir Rabba is an amount of time that the Pri is Gadol B'Reshusai, where is it nicker? How is it recognizable that the Pri is Gadol B'Reshusai? And he has to answer through plowing and other types of avaid in the karka to show that you're still being machzik kederach habaylim. If he Rashi, it's not shver as long as the achila is accomplished through a zriyan ektsira. That's an achila. That's a harvest. That's a crop. As long as there's a schol and a saif, then it's nicker that you are misnayig like a baylim mamish, and that's good enough to be able to accomplish cheskas gimel shonim. But Tais has to come on to some sort of expression of bailis during that time, because Peir Rab means a time period. If it's a time period, you have to be doing something like a bailim. Tais says near, even though near itself alone is not a chazaka, but near it's considered doing an act of bailis, and therefore it's not considered like the field is bottled and you have a Peir Rab. Al Kaponim, in summary, it comes out that according to Rashi, the site of the Chazaka, Leit Rabbi Shmuel, of Yudches Chaydish, where there are Gimel Chadashim, Rishayin, Gimel Achrayin, and Shneimas of Chaydish Be'emtza, the site is to have three Achilois, which each one has a Zriya and a Ktsira. The first 3 months are Zriya and a Ktsira, then you must have Yud Beis Chaydish Be'emtza of a Zriya and a Ktsira, and then the last 3 months also a Zriya and a Ktsira. And like we explained, the Yud Beis Chaydish is in order they should be Ritzufim. All the way, Tosfos Rid said that each one has to be in its own year, and therefore you must have that the middle achila should be Yud Beis Chaydish, so that the first and the last are the first year and the third year, and they don't overlap. According to Tosfos, the aside of the Gimel Achilas is the amount of time that the pair is a Gadol Birshusai. According to Rishmal, you have to have a Peir Rabba, a Choshva amount of time that you are misnaig like a Bailim. And Tosfos gives examples how you are misnaig like a Bailim. But it's not necessarily Dafka, the Zriya, and the Ktsira. According to both Rashi and Tosfos, by an Elon, by a tree, it's enough through Hachnosis Peirois Lebayis. And the Ayal Sashachar explains, because by an Elon, it's not Shachti Mavzik from the Netia, from the planting, until the Gemar Hapri, because it takes such a long time. So Bal Karchach, the way to be Machzik in a Stay Elon, is totally in something else. Not in the planting and the harvesting, and that is the hachnosis of peirais lebayis. And therefore, both Rashi and Tosfos agree that by a stay ilon, the chazok is accomplished ayde hachnosas pri lebayse.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.